Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Overtime coming at you for the next 2 hours right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Lowe, is back from moving in Mexico and closing and moving again. And producer Matthew. Overtime is presented by my friend Julia Hurley with Realty Executives. Give her a call today at 865-237-7328. Tell her the Overtime crew sent you. I feel like I've not seen you in a month.
I know. It seems like it's been so long. My life has been absolutely out of control, but I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah, you missed the fun stuff.
I know. I feel like I missed everything, but honestly.
You missed me absolutely blow up mid-show and have to leave the room on Monday.
Oh, yeah. That was very entertaining.
Who caused that?
The Heisman finalists came out.
Oh. Gotcha. Yeah, that was pretty jacked up, I'm not going to lie. It pissed me off for sure. But then again, I mean, I kind of expected it. I mean, it's sad, but we always tend to get screwed over with stuff like that.
That we do, and I'm afraid Jalen Hyatt is going to be the recipient of the next screw job with the Biletnikoff Award.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing how they're already piping up Marvin Harrison, even though their statistics they wrote in this article were wrong. They're still going to try to pipe up Marvin Harrison Jr. over Jalen Hyatt when Jalen Hyatt obviously had the significantly better year. And Marvin Harrison, I think he had, what, one touchdown through seven games, Matthew? Is that correct?
Yeah, against ranked opponents, he had one game, and Jalen Hyatt had nine, I think.
Yeah, and of course, five of those coming with Alabama. But yeah. At the same time, you know, that has to be taken into account. I mean, this guy did it against one of the best teams in the country.
Right.
And then Marvin Harrison, I mean, let's call it like it is. I mean,
Big Ten is not the SEC.
No, it's not. And there's a reason Jeff Brohm, former Tennessee head coach for 45 minutes, Jeff Brohm, according to State Run Jimmy, he has accepted the job at Louisville, which kind of shocked me, but it kind of didn't because he's never going to do anything in the Big Ten. No one's going to do anything against that stacked division that has Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State.
It's like,
let's go give the ACC a try, Your toughest opponent's going to be Clemson.
Now those two games with Cincinnati and Louisville, they both have new head coaches now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which neither one of them can coach the bowl game, which is weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre. So they're going to have an interim, and they just have a random guy.
Basically, just going to have two random guys.
Shout out those random guys.
Big random guys roaming the sidelines.
I want to take it back to the Heisman real quick and just show the very obvious bias because – basically, you know, this is supposed to be an award about individualism and integrity.
And now it's not.
It's so not. And, I mean, when Stetson Bennett makes third team SEC,
mm-hmm.
and how are you considered a candidate for an award like that? It just doesn't make sense to me. The stats aren't there. Hendon Hooker was obviously, he made first team.
Yes.
So.
Finalist for the Maxwell Award. I think he's the finalist for the Davey O'Brien as well.
Right. And coaches vote on that, correct?
On the Heisman?
No, on the SEC.
Yes.
So coaches are very obviously aware that the talent difference between Stetson Bennett and Hendon Hooker.
Well, I mean, Jeremy Pruitt even came out and said something.
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of national media
that
has
bald
came
dumbass
out.
Came out and said something in favor of Tennessee. And it's like, you know, where do we actually take in the full body of work? Because we obviously didn't do it in the college football playoff rankings.
Right.
Now, I do think the committee actually got this right, you know, not letting Alabama in.
Yes.
Now, if Alabama had been in, then we would have thrown a fit. But the Heisman voters, you can't tell me that the majority of those guys sit there and watch football.
Well, I mean, if you look back to our guest that we had, I mean, you know, he analyzes everyone.
Brent Ciancia.
Right, which as some of these guys are just assigned to a team or a certain section, and he sees everyone. So, obviously, I feel like that would be a less biased way of looking at things if you have to watch and observe every team.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why that's not a requirement to vote in this award anyways.
I mean, let's be honest here, man. Like you said, I don't think many of these Heismans people watch even the games. I think they just go based on look on stats, but let's be honest about Stetson Bennett. Is he even the 15th best player on that team?
No.
No.
Exactly. So how...
Brock Bowers deserves the award.
I mean,
Keely Ringo.
Jalen Carter, the D lineman that picked up Jaden Daniels with one arm. I mean, you saw what they put on the screen for what it said the Heisman was.
Yeah.
And then they absolutely flipped the script on it. They made it a team award. Stetson Bennett has 20 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
Absolutely. And, you know, when Johnny Majors got screwed out of it, I think it was I can't remember exactly what year it was that he got screwed out of it, but he finished second place to a guy that was on a Notre Dame team that went 2-8.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
2-8.
2-8.
Heisman won it on a 2-8 team?
Yes.
What about – which candidate is it that writes the F word and then the team?
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
Right. I mean
– he won AP Player of the Year, by the way.
How?
What big game did he win? Tell me this. Lost both to Utah. He beat the mighty UCLA.
Ooh.
The mighty UCLA. I don't know if they played Oregon.
Well, we got some phone calls to get to. One thing I do want to make clear before we get to these phone calls is if you don't believe me when I say that not all of these guys actually watch every single game, go back to the week after Tennessee beat Pittsburgh, that Monday. And you had Coach Moorhead at Akron in his press conference, and the reporter asked, how do you combat a team in Tennessee who is coming off a loss against Pittsburgh? And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, Tennessee lost to Pittsburgh. No, they didn't. They came back and won that game. Point proven. Point proven. 865-546-8200, your number if you want to hop on the show. Let's get Fake Bob in here first. What do you say, Fake Bob?
Welcome back, Lo, and hello, fellas.
What's up?
Thank you.
So, quick thing about the Hyatt thing. It's just going to be 3-for-3 in the Tennessee screw jobs when it comes to Hyatt and Hooker and Eiffel. But we know that's how it always is. But I'm going to jump to basketball in last night's game.
I love basketball.
Yeah. And, I mean, we won. We won the way we were supposed to. So there's not going to be really much complaining. But I'm starting to get a little concerned about the way that we're starting games out. Like, we're starting out so slow, and I'm starting to wonder if it's just us playing to the level of our competition starting out games.
Now, I kind of agree with you on that, and the reason I say that is because when we started the game, I think we started out, what, shooting 20% from the field, 18% from three. You can't do that every game. Now, the one thing that we did that was really good, Devontae Blanton, the guy that was averaging 17 points a game, we held him to 4 points last night. So there's no concern with me right now with the defensive side of the ball. It's the offensive side of the ball, in which you're referring to, Fake Bob, that I 100% agree with, because you had Plazic last night. He had 13 points. He's not going to do that every night. Everyone in this room and everyone listening to this knows that he is not going to do that every single night. Now, the consistencies that we're going to have, you know, Ziegler is probably going to go close to, if not over, double digits. Tyreek Key is going to shoot the ball well. He's going to do a great job. Julian Phillips is going to do what he does. But the inconsistency with Plavsic is a major concern, and I don't really I don't know what to make of it, man.
I don't either. And, I mean, if you look at the Battle of Atlantis, our competition obviously was better than these last three home games, but we started out a little bit quicker against them, and then Colorado was just a cute mess, but even then we started out slow. What I'm afraid of is getting into conference play, some of these teams that we're going in expecting to win, we start out slow like that, but they got it just enough talent that they're going to build a lead on us that we can't come back from when we do decide to turn it on.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to play down to an Ole Miss. Love Kermit Davis, but they're not it yet. You don't want to play down to a Georgia,
South Carolina,
and Mike White, South Carolina, Missouri. You know, you don't want to play down to those teams. But, you know, if we play up against teams like Alabama, Auburn, Arkansas, and Kentucky, you know, it's going to be great. And if you look at the KenPom predictions right now, I highly doubt this will happen. They only have Tennessee losing one more game the entire basketball season, and that is at Kentucky by 1 point.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, on my way out, I am a Barnes supporter, but one thing that I've always kind of had questions about, and last night was proven, when you're up so big, why aren't we getting guys like B.J. Edwards or Toby Awaka more minutes and letting them get some more experience in case there's more injuries that happen during the season when we need them. And I'll hang up and listen to your comments about that.
Appreciate the phone call, Fake Bob. Yeah, that was another thing that stood out to me is BJ actually got some playing time on Sunday against Alcorn State. And then last night he only gets 3 minutes, and Toby Awaka only gets 4 minutes. Of course, BJ didn't put any stats on the board except for his minutes, but Toby Awaka, 4 rebounds in 4 minutes. Plavsic played 22 minutes, had 7 rebounds.
So, I guess if I'm trying to put myself in Rick Barnes's shoes and answer his Fake Bob's question, I would say that he's trying to get assemble like the best groups of people, like that he thinks, you know, the best five on the court at
whatever
a time.
The analytics say.
Right. So as much as I think these guys should get playing time, it's also hard because he's trying to decide, okay, who's my first five, who's my second five, how can I get them to work better together as a unit. I would assume that's where his mind is. That doesn't mean it's necessarily right or wrong, but just trying to think about how he's coaching that, that would be my guess.
Not a bad thought. Let's go back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Oh, we got a hold on just 1 second signal from producer Matthew back there. But, you know, another thing that Fake Bob mentioned was the loss to Colorado. They might be the best defensive team in the country.
You know, it's funny because we always get so upset when we have these really bad losses. Okay. When we have these really bad losses at the time, and then it seems a couple weeks down the road, it's like, oh, maybe it wasn't that terrible after all.
Mm-hmm.
You can excuse terrible play on your end, but you can acknowledge your opponent's play and if they're playing well. So I do think that they played pretty well defensively, and they continue to do so. So I don't know. Basketball's hard. It's a very hard sport to just come out and dominate in every single game. You honestly never know.
Well, I mean, that it is. I mean, we saw the other night Arkansas struggle with UNC Greensboro.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to lose. And the good thing is I took the UNC Greensboro spread, which I think was at like 15.5. So life is good there.
That's good.
But as an Arkansas fan, you got to be sitting there watching that game. It's like, wow, what the hell are we doing? Because, I mean, that's UNC Greensboro.
Right.
That's not a Colorado. That's not a Power 5 team. That's not, you know, one of these mid-majors that is, you know, blossomed through the years like a Butler or a Seton Hall like they used to be and stuff like that. A Creighton, for example. Somebody that's, I think, what are they, number 9 in the country?
Yeah, 9. Because they lost to Texas. Yeah, but then they beat someone. I don't know who they beat, but Illinois beat Texas last night. But to go back to what you talk about playing down to your competition, you can't have these slow starts against anyone in the SEC.
No.
You have a slow start against Arkansas, that fantastic trio of freshmen they have is going to kill us.
Oh, we'll be down by 20 points by halftime.
I mean, you just, it's like in football, you can't take a game off.
No, just like we did against South Carolina. Yeah. We let them have control in the momentum early, and we never got it back.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take a game off. You can't take a possession off when it comes to SEC basketball because Arkansas could steamroll you out of the gym if they wanted to.
Absolutely.
Well, the one thing I don't like about, you know, you guys are talking about the schedule and leading into SEC play, and I don't like the opponents that we're playing as we get closer to SEC play at all.
Especially Alabama.
I mean,
that
it's
Brandon Miller kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my. He's going to eat us alive.
Like, we aren't having enough of a challenge leading into the most important part of the season, and I hope it doesn't come back to bite us, but it certainly could because when you have these cakewalks, essentially.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not great for player development leading into that tough stretch. So, I'm kind of worried just slightly about how we start out SEC play, but we won't know till we get there.
We will not at all. Stay with us. We're gonna do some betting picks when we come back. I know you've missed that.
I sure have. I haven't placed a bet in like 2 weeks.
Oh, we got you tonight. Stay with us. Overtime continues. Little round Robin Hood coming up. Welcome back to Overtime. It is time for Little Round Robin Hood. Guys, one of the things I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new players or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine those props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for tonight's game. Raiders, Rams. What y'all like? Because I'm liking.
Who's playing?
Oh, man.
You say the Raiders and the Rams? They have a combined, what, 6 wins?
Yes. However, this is why my parlay, I'm doing the under 42.5. Derek Carr, 200-plus passing yards. I like Josh Jacobs to have 50-plus rushing yards. Devontae Adams, 60-plus receiving yards. And I'm taking the Raiders' money line. $10 pays out 45.
I'm not going to speak on this because I don't know NFL like that. So
that's kind of wild because that's not even that much of a payout for that many things to happen.
Yeah, that's why I do a lot of alternate props. That way I give myself a better chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only two that I'm really pushing it on are the under and the money line.
Yeah.
I wish the Broncos were playing tonight because you take the under on the total game, the under on the first half, and the under on the first quarter, you will win literally, I think, 8 times out of 9 this year hit.
I don't know. They are terrible.
Oh, man. It is hard to watch those games. Try watching the Tennessee-Alabama game and then try watching the Denver Broncos. You cannot do it. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons why I bet FanDuel. Guys, it's so easy to use, easy to deposit money, easy to get your money out. Live betting is great because if you see a trend, whether that be the NFL, college basketball, college football, NBA, lock in that trend that you see and get paid with live betting. My friends love it. Got them hooked on this ever since we started doing the round robins. They love it. And, guys, you get paid fast. You get paid really fast.
So this one's a little bit riskier.
Which one you got?
Better payout. Over 12.5 total in the first half for the Raiders. Under 7.5 total points in the first quarter. Under 41.5 total in Raiders money line. Odds on that is plus 854.
Take it.
And it's risk-free.
It's risk-free.
It's risk-free Thursdays.
Did you say over on the first half and then under on the first quarter?
Over 12.5 points for the Raiders in the first half, but under 7.5 in the first quarter.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either. I mean, better odds for sure. Plus, risk-free.
Hey, knowing our luck, they'll get the touchdown and go for a 2-point conversion.
Right.
In the NFL, when was the last time you saw that something happen like that?
Well, Shane Beamer did it against South Carolina State. But, guys, there's no better feeling than nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up today with promo code OVERTIME for your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code OVERTIME. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. So we did that. Got the NFL out of the way. Now let's go to what we know, and that is the NBA.
I will say this. Go back on the NFL for 1 second. Matthew Stafford injured?
Dude, like half the Rams roster is injured, I think.
So that's why they picked up Baker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I couldn't even tell if he was injured or not, so that's as much as I know.
Oh, man. We got 3 games to choose from tonight. I am staying as far away from this Rockets and Spurs game as I can.
I told my dad, I gave my dad a 5-leg, and I told him to take one thing from the Spurs and the Rockets.
What, Jakob Poeltl?
No, he's not playing. That's what I told him.
Ah.
And then I told him to take Şengün over 8 rebounds because they have an 8.5, and I don't like betting halves.
Right.
So I just told him to take 8.
Okay.
Smart. Yeah.
That is smart.
So something I like for tonight, and I actually did a same-game parlay plus on this one. I did Tyler Hero over 21.5 points. Somebody's got to score those points for the Heat.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole team's out, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you got Hero and Bam.
Kyle Lowry's out.
Struce.
I don't count on Max Struce.
No. No, not even in 2K. We do not count on Max Struce. Yep. I also took Reggie Jackson over 3.5 assists and Ivaka Zubac, 8-plus rebounds. And then I combined that. Did the same game parlay plus Dame Lillard to score 20-plus, Jokic 8-plus rebounds, and Nurkic 8-plus rebounds.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting my picks. I got Davis. I got Davis on the phone right here, you know, communicating.
Gosh.
He's communicating?
Yeah, you know, I said I need your NBA picks.
Rangy of Davis, about to drop some knowledge.
I'm looking, guys, I'm looking.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ones that we picked are the safest ones. I mean, you got
certainly
a ton of players out for the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, I think the five legs I gave my dad tonight was I did Zubac, 10-plus rebounds, Simons and Jokic, 20-plus. Jokic, I think, 10-plus rebounds, and then Şengün, 8-plus rebounds. I mean, somebody's got to rebound the ball. Somebody's got to score the ball.
Somebody's got to score. Somebody's got to rebound.
And, I mean, the Trailblazers have no one on that team besides Simons.
Right.
And, I mean, Jamal Murray's back, but it's not Jamal Murray of bubble.
It's not Murray of Jamal.
Yeah, it's not
it's
Murray.
Just Jamal Murray.
Yeah, it's Jamal Murray. And, I mean, the Spurs Rockets, I mean, if you want to watch boring basketball or actually undisciplined basketball, tune into that game. The Spurs were 1-17 in their last 18 games.
Jeez.
And if you want a round robin for tonight, there's only 8 college basketball games going on. I made you a list of what I feel would be your best bets. Let me pull it up here, and I will dish that out to you. Here we go. Ohio State, -5.5 against Rutgers. Duquesne, -2.5 against Marshall. Massachusetts, -2.5 against UMass Lowell. Iowa State money line against Iowa.
Ooh.
Colorado State money line against Colorado. Michigan, -4.5 against Minnesota. Montana State, -7.5 against St. Thomas. And Utah, -15.5 against Jacksonville State.
Okay.
You weren't here for my my little spiel when betting the spreads.
I was not.
College basketball this year, I am 79%.
That's really good.
On spreads. Matthew, what am I on over-unders?
Did you say 18?
Yes.
Yeah, 18% on over-unders.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I have not bet the over-under since I input that data.
So, just going off of some of the picks that you just went through.
Mm-hmm.
I just assembled a parlay off of some of those. So, Ohio State covering at 5.5, Massachusetts covering 3.5, Zubac, 10-plus rebounds. Iowa State, money line. Utah, 15.5 spread. That's just a five-leg parlay. $6 pays out $157.07.
There you go.
There you go.
It's
a good one. I feel pretty good about that.
Shall we do your 5 picks and my 5 picks?
Let's do our 5 picks. Did you all win the other night, or did I hammer it?
I think you won, but I couldn't be honest with you, so you just go first.
Because, I mean, what was it I had? I had, Tyus Jones at...
Oh, yeah.
Over 17.5,
yeah,
and he had
28.
Like
28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then who else? I had Donovan Mitchell at +21.5, and
he had like 40.
He
something.
Had 43.
Yeah. And I think he had 21 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was going to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Ridiculous.
So my first pick, I'm going Tyler Hero over 21.5.
I will go with Zubac, 10-plus rebounds.
Oh, I thought y'all two were just going. Now I got to get back in action.
Ah, you're on the team.
All right.
Y'all two versus me and Davis of Rangy.
Rangy of Davis.
Was your first one?
I took Hero.
You took Hero. Okay.
Yep.
And he took Zubac.
Mm-hmm.
I take the Jackson assist.
Yeah. Where is that one at? Dang, good Lord. You've got a ton going on.
I got too much going on.
Can't even find it.
There we go.
Okay. All right. We'll go over 3.5 assists for Reggie Jackson.
Okay. I will go with another one of Davis's picks, which is Terrence Mann over on points. Whatever the line is, over.
All righty. Let me get you that really quick. Terrence Mann. By the way, we need to wish somebody a happy birthday in this room. Producer Matthew, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Aw, happy birthday.
Thank you. The gray hairs are now coming in at 22.
Hey, it happens. However, your birthday is now on Brittany Griner Day.
Yep, it is. I'm kind of trapped. The day before is Pearl Harbor. The day of is Brittany Griner Day, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So, let's try not to go for the three-peat on that day.
Let's not. Oh, that's funny.
I'm not even seeing Man's points.
Is he playing?
We're about to find out.
How unfortunate if you took that pick and he wasn't playing.
Yep. He would be hitting the under.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I
don't see it.
It's not on here.
Then go Anthony Simons over on points.
Oh, boy. Let's see what that is.
His is
probably like 55 and a half because he's the only one that can score.
Yeah.
All right. Anthony Simons, 22 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go over.
All right.
Yeah, Terrence Mann is out.
Oh,
lovely. Geez.
Good pick, Davis.
Yep, nice. Way to do your research, casual.
All right, we're going to go Damian Lillard, 20-plus points.
Okay. I'll go Jokic, 20-plus.
Jokic, 20-plus points?
Mm-hmm. Not assist.
Goodness. Hey, Jake Miller on 2K, he dropped 32, set an NBA record.
Ah, you beat the guy that was on the Magic's record. He had 30 in the game, Scott Skiles.
Yes.
Yes.
Did anyone pick Nurkic yet?
Nope. I was going to say take him.
Yeah, his over-under is 9.5, but to be safe, you could do 8-plus rebounds.
That's what I took in my parlay.
Okay, we'll take that.
Sounds good. What's Aaron Gordon's point total?
Let's see where he's at. Aaron Gordon, 15.5.
Hmm. Someone's got to score that ball on that team. Yeah. So over. Get over on Aaron Gordon.
And we got one more pick?
Yeah, you have one more and I have one more.
All right. Let's go see what Tyler Hero's over-under is on threes. Because whatever it is, I'm probably taking the over. 2.5. Oh, over. Over. Tyler Hero over 2.5 threes.
Now I have to look at the Rockets and Spurs to see who's even playing in this game.
The ghost of Tim Duncan.
Damn near.
What do you want, points, rebounds, assists?
Give me somebody of the Rockets. I couldn't even tell you who's on the Rockets. These two teams have a total of 9 players not playing tonight.
Jeez.
You could go with Jalen Green.
He's so up and down, but sure. Kevin Porter Jr.'s not playing. What's Eric Gordon's threes?
Eric Gordon's threes, 1.5.
Sure, I'll go over. It's going to be a high-scoring game because neither of these teams play defense.
Someone could have took the over in the game, but it's too late.
Yeah. I don't know. You have the 7-17 Rockets versus the 6-18, I suppose.
Man. And you can watch that game on NBA League Pass for $6.99. Yeah. America, please don't pay $6.99 to watch that game.
It was the Lakers versus the Bucks that one time.
Oh, when they were both awful. Giannis had just gotten to the league.
That's when the Lakers had
Young.
Yeah, Nick Young. Sarwich was on that team. D'Lo was like 19 playing. They were terrible.
Oh, man.
Speaking of the NBA, you watched the Celtics game last night?
I did not.
They went by 45 points against the Suns. 45.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Suns had 60 points in the third quarter.
The Goodness. Suns,
I needed Devin Booker to get 3 more points last night to complete a 3-leg parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't hit it. I need 20-plus. He had 17.
Oh, man.
After he just went for, 51?
Yeah. So that was my night.
Goodness. Of course, you've not bet anything because you've been in Mexico.
I've been in Mexico just chilling, not thinking about, honestly, anything. So,
did you go to Cancun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a time for sure. Lots happened.
I hope you didn't drink the water.
I did not, but I'll tell you.
I did that in Cozumel.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what happened. Some of the people in my group, I did not make this mistake. But some people made the mistake of brushing their teeth with the sink water, which you don't think about because you're standing there next to the sink brushing your teeth, right? And I just put toothpaste like on my toothbrush, brush my teeth, and then spit out, and then rinse with bottled water.
Yep.
And I found out like 3 days in, everyone's like, God, my stomach is jacked up. And I was like, well, have you guys been brushing your teeth with the sink water or what? And everyone just kind of looked at me and I was like, oh, I guess that's why I'm not jacked up.
Well, that happened to me in Ireland, of all places.
Really?
So their plumbing over there, I don't know what is wrong with it or if it was just this particular hotel we were staying at. You go outside and it looked like we were in Abbottabad, Pakistan. That's what it looked like on the back deck. And, I mean, just clay walls just look like a shooting house in Call of Duty.
Yeah, look like Al-Mazra.
Yes, exactly like Al-Mazra on the new Call of Duty. But I'm taking a shower, right? And everything's all good, washing my hair. Next thing I know, here comes a stream of black water for about 5 seconds just all over me. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. The front desk is like, what's going on? What's going on? And I'm just like, y'all need to fix your plumbing.
Oh, God. So gross.
I didn't think anything of it. And, of course, you go out for a night of drinking in Ireland because it's just what you do.
Right.
What else do they do?
You get real Guinness on tap. You drink it, right?
Is it heavier than it is over here, or is it about the same?
It's a little bit heavier, but it's so just...
Yeah.
Perfect. So, next morning, I'm a little under the weather, as you can imagine, and I go to brush my teeth. It happened again.
Oh.
I threw my toothbrush away. The bad thing is, I did not have time to stop and get another toothbrush. So I literally just had to take my finger and brush my teeth with my finger and the tube of toothpaste that I had for the next 8 days.
Oh, my God.
8 days?
Eight days.
I thought it was like towards the end of your trip.
No, this is like day one, man.
God forbid, man.
Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid you have access to another toothbrush.
I didn't think anything of it.
Black water, that's the first I've heard of that.
Oh, buddy, it was nasty.
Eek. That's pretty bad.
That's probably just like straight mold in that water. That's what I can assume.
Good old penicillin.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We had bottles of water in the room. I bathed with lukewarm bottled water.
That's what you have to do.
To get that stuff off of me.
Yeah.
God.
That's what you do in Mexico. I know my family went there, or relatives went there at some point, and they're like, yeah, like, we didn't drink any of the water. You just had to take a bottle of water with us. I'm like, the only way you could do it.
I will say that, like, at the hotels, it's fine to drink the water. Like, it's purified.
Because they're plumbing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but, like, you cannot go out into the city whatsoever. Like, we went to Senior Frogs.
Yes.
And they I love it, too. It was a fun time. And they bring you bottled water, though. Like, they know for a fact. But some places, like in the clubs or whatever,
mm-hmm.
will just bring you tap water, and you've been drinking. So it's like if you aren't actively thinking about it every Whoa. Second, you'll just drink it, you know?
Because it's what we do here.
Right.
So, in Mexico, when you, like, say you go out to a restaurant, do they give you bottled water?
Yes.
Okay.
The restaurants will. The clubs will not. So
did they charge you for every bottle of water you got, though?
Yes, they charge you.
So I didn't know this when I went over to the UK. We're the only country, I feel like, that gives free refills.
Yeah.
I ran up a bill for 40 euros worth of Coca-Cola. And at the time, it was basically a 2-to-1 exchange. Like, $2 created 1 euro. I spent $80 on Coca-Cola.
Oh, my God.
On refills?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I was in there chugging them. I needed caffeine, and there was something about the Coca-Cola and, like, every other soda over there that was so much different about the United States. And it was, like, more syrupy. It wasn't cold.
It's like the original. It's like the original recipe over there, I feel like.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Obviously not too disgusting for $80.
Yeah, 80 bucks.
I was hungover.
I mean, I would tell you drink water, but with your experience with water.
I didn't want to drink water either. Now, the worst thing that they served us on this trip, of course, it was a tour by like one of these organizations that does them. I think it was EF Tours was who we used. And one night, we were at dinner. It was the first night we actually got to the UK. We had just spent 4 in Ireland, went over through Wales. And then we go through Wales and we stop in Chester, England. Not Manchester, but Chester. And we're at dinner. It's like, okay, dinner's on the house like it always is. They bring me a plate of white rice, brown gravy, and mushrooms, like canned mushrooms. I'm trying to eat it because I'm trying to be nice, because that's what my parents taught me. It's like, you just eat it. And that's when I realized that if you're paying for it, it's a little bit different. And Weston, Filet-O-Fish from the Blitz, used to be on the Blitz. He was looking at me. He's like, let's go. He's like, let's go, just pointing to the door. And I'm just like, no, it's a slap in the face. And I'm sitting here slapping myself in the face. And he's like, and then what is this? And then all of a sudden, like, all 20 Americans that are at this table just get up and walk out. And we see a McDonald's. And for whatever reason, I just decided to start running. And then everyone started running with me. It was like the stereotypical Americans in the UK sprinting to a McDonald's. Like,
that is so funny.
Oh, we fit the American stereotype very well for that. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way.
So you're watching.
Overtime continues. The United States has done a prisoner swap for WNBA player Brittany Griner in exchange for a man they call the Merchant of Death, an arms dealer. And then all of a sudden, the Pentagon releases a statement saying, well, we believe this guy is going to go back to arms dealing. Really?
No,
you think so?
You think?
You think this guy's going to go back to arms dealing? Wow. I mean, seriously. I mean, here's the thing. Yes, we have a Marine over there. Yes, he had a bad conduct discharge. We swapped a basketball player for an arms dealer. There's a lot to unpack there.
Victor Bout, I think his name was.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what was he? He was an arms dealer, but was he also an espionage as well?
The Marine got hit for espionage.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have to look at the bigger picture here. You just let a guy named the Merchant of Death go back to Russia, where apparently he was supplying, I think it was Central African, like that whole revolution that was going on with the whole war crimes over there.
Yeah.
He was the guy supplying that. They have a piece on, I think, 60 Minutes did it tonight, where they literally, some guy, I guess, captioned him, said that he was one of the most dangerous men on the planet.
Probably is.
And we let that go for a WNBA player.
Yeah.
I mean, we just talked about this, and obviously I can't say my full descriptive opinion on here. But like I said, I mean, you just have to not be a complete idiot. I mean, honestly, you know the rules. The rules are different in every country. We don't make the other country's rules, period. If they say that you're going to go to jail for this and you know those consequences and you knowingly go over there and break the rules and get caught, well, then you're going to get what they punish you with. I mean, that just is what it is. And whether or not we all agree that she should have been in jail, like, she wouldn't be in jail in America, but no. She was in Russia. And who wants to go to jail in Russia? Absolutely freaking no one. So don't break the rules.
And you saw the sentence they laid out.
Yeah. Don't break the rules. I'm sorry, but don't break the rules. I mean, and then for us to waste all of this time and resources on something like this, I don't know. I'm very much torn, but it is frustrating because it's like, you can see both sides on everything, and it just seems very dramatic to go through all of this. And, I mean, she got out really quickly, too. I mean, I'm not saying she should have sat there and been tortured, but, I mean, she probably, I'm curious if she even regrets or anything, or if she's even grateful for being all of the work that was put in to get her out of this Russian prison.
Absolutely. Maybe she'll stand for the national anthem now. Let's go back to the phones. Phil is next. What do you say, Philly?
What do you say, Jack Snake?
Hey!
It's good to have Lowe back in there.
It is.
Glad to be back.
Good. Well, that's pretty funny talking about Brittany Griner. I guess she didn't get to Siberia before she got out of there, did she?
Yeah, I mean... Oh, man. I mean, maybe she'll stand for the national anthem now, Phil. I don't know.
I don't know. I hate it, though, that you and Tom Brady fan went down to support Russ, and then he does a backhanded rip job on you as soon as you leave down there. Did you hear that?
Oh, W?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He started talking about how much the place improved when you and Tom Brady walked out of there.
That's fine, Phil. I got something for him. He doesn't know what's coming. He won't know what's coming. It's just going to happen.
Well, I bet it'll be beautiful, whatever it is.
No, it'll be beautiful. It will be magnificent.
What time does the rip job for Jalen Hyatt come on tonight?
What does that come on, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, I think so, 7, yeah, I'd assume.
Well, you know what's going to happen. This is a waste of time to watch it.
Marvin Harrison's going to win it. We all know it.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's sad, Phil, because these are supposed to be individual awards and not team awards. And even if you factor in the team award, Tennessee's right up there in that same tier with Ohio State. And Jalen Hyatt had significantly the better year.
Yeah. So, well, where would Tennessee be without Jalen Hyatt? Where would Ohio State be without Harrison? I'd say Ohio State still be about where they are, even without Harrison, all the talent they got on their team.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. And then it also factors in, Phil, they don't play anybody. I mean, let's take that into account as well. They don't play anybody.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, I mean, you got to take that into account. And Jalen Hyatt, I mean, if you take him off of Tennessee's roster when Cedric Tillman went down, we're probably an 8-4 team.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're not beating Alabama without Jalen Hyatt.
No.
Right.
No, it was a game of the ages.
No, I mean, that's – I don't know, Phil. I just get so mad every time I start thinking about it. I already had the blow-up that I had on Monday on air, and I'm going to try not to let it get to me tonight, Phil. I get so tired of the disrespect and the bias against Tennessee. Even though you look at some of these other universities, I mean, you look at the scandal that Ohio State had with Zach Smith and then only suspending Urban Meyer for one game because of that. And why'd they do it? Because he was good at football. And they're just going to let them do whatever they want. And Tennessee, whatever they do something bad, it's going to be the national spotlight. And I was talking with Tom Brady fan before the show today. And with the weather we've had, is it not lining up perfect for something to be dropped about the investigation either tonight or tomorrow?
Hmm. Well, that's awful.
Yeah. This weather gets me thinking bad things, Phil.
It does everybody.
You know, go ahead, Jalo.
Oh, no. I'm just saying this weather is freaking depressing as hell.
Oh, it's awful. It really is. You know, if Jalen Hyatt played at Alabama, though, he would win the award. You know what I know.
He played at Alabama, Georgia,
yeah.
Ohio State.
The blue bloods of football.
Hell, Phil, if he'd have played at Miami, he might have won it this year, as long as it's not Tennessee.
Well, I don't know about Miami. Miami's pretty bad at quarterback.
They're awful.
Their program is terrible.
I heard y'all talking about the basketball team first the show. I'm still perplexed to Barnes' substitution patterns and why he rivers up playing time for people. He looks like he's going to grind them out, and then they're going to have nothing left at the end of the year. This is usually what happens when he's a – he does. He grounds them out, and they're, you know, not ready for the NCAA tournament.
No, I mean, and it happens every year.
Speaking of that, I know that Santi is out, but I didn't get to see the injury. Do we know how long he is out for?
I don't think it's too long because I think we were talking with Phil on Tuesday, and, you know, if it were bad enough, he would be in a sling right now. So I think probably, 1 to 2 weeks is what I would imagine, wouldn't you say, Phil?
Yeah, didn't Barnes say there's a possibility he may play Sunday?
Well, we need him.
I'll say this. I saw him out last night, and he was not in a sling.
There you go. Matthew found him on the streets.
Well, Matthew's getting out there and investigating stuff, isn't
he? Oh, yeah.
That's why we got him, Phil.
I'll get to the bottom of it. Trust me.
Well, I hope they can win Sunday. It'll be a major task, even though Wisconsin beat Maryland, and Wisconsin's not the greatest things out there. So,
yeah, that's gonna be interesting to watch. Maryland might cost me a little bit of money on that, but you know, this Sunday I'm looking forward to it, and I think that we're gonna hold Maryland probably to around 50 to 60 points. I think we win by 10.
Well, can we score? That's our biggest question.
Hell, Euros ain't gonna score 13 like he did last night every game, so.
Oh, God. I'll be glad him and Conwar are gone. They're good one game and they're terrible the next. There's no consistency at all.
No.
Those two guys.
No, there's not. And that's why, you know, I'm so excited about Toby Awaka getting some minutes under him, which he only got 4 last night, but he had 4 rebounds in those 4 minutes. And then you got JP Estrella coming in. That's going to be a major addition to that post game to the front court.
Yeah, somebody can actually put the ball in the hole. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Somebody can actually drive to the rack if they need to or step back and shoot the 3. I mean, he can do everything you need him to do.
So you're going to be on there tomorrow?
We're going to be here.
All right, y'all hang in there. See.
Appreciate it, Phil. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see this Sunday. Tennessee taking on Maryland. Don't have a line for that yet. We won't have a line for that probably until Saturday. But until then, we're going to take a quick timeout. Get back to some of these phone calls when we return. Stay with us. Hour number two of Overtime coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.